This was Nolly Chin. Thank you.
I'm Lars from Kingmaker.
This is John, all the way from Hull, also a member of Kingmaker.
And this is WMUC FM College Park Radio.
Rocking. Apparently.
Why not?
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Colin on Oh Brother. You're listening to Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am here today as half of your regular team behind Oh Brother, as was last week, except the other half was last week, and this week I am the half that's present. Sorry, I don't know why I'm talking like this. Kate's on her way to the Big Easy. That is New Orleans. I think she's currently in Houston. Houston, let's see. Doesn't have a nickname that's immediately coming to mind. What do they call it? H-Town? Or maybe, Space City. So she's on her way to the Big Easy from Space City. So I am just freestyling today. And yeah, that's about it. So I'm going to, I'm pulling up Spotify on the PC now. So I'm just going to ramble a little bit while I'm doing that. I hope you guys tuned into Kate's show last week while I was in class. You would have heard that one on Wednesday at 2 p.m. if you were able to. But I think 5 p.m. is a better time. I like this little evening, unwinding, relaxing show time. I feel like it's the end of my classes, and then like I go got my coffee from downstairs, and I came up, and now I get to just play this stuff. So I like 5 p.m. better, even if we're on digital. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Would you rather have, if you were a DJ on WMUC Digital College Park, would you rather have a show at 2 p.m. or 5 p.m.? I prefer 5. So I'm glad that we got that one sorted out. All right. Yeah, so like I said, or like I posted on Instagram, if you follow the Instagram, if you're listening to this, you probably do. I'm just running through some recent favorites today because I didn't want to use up a good theme idea when Kate wasn't here. So I'm literally gonna, some of these are old favorites, some of these are recent favorites, I guess, but favorites nonetheless. Yeah, so we're going to start with some Joni Mitchell. This one's called In France, They Kiss on Main Street. And then we're going to get into some Sea Level. And Sea Level, as I recently learned, as this is one of my recent favorites, is actually an offshoot of the Allman Brothers Band with no Allmans. No one in the band is named Allman. And basically every other part of the Allman Brothers Band is present for these songs. And they make up Sea Level. And this is going to be a really groovy track called Living in a Dream. So hope you guys enjoy that one.
Was often broken in churches and schools and molded to middle class circumstance. And we were rolling, rolling, rock and rolling. Downtown, the dance halls and cafes feel so wild you could break somebody's heart just doing the latest dance craze. Under bridges, kissing in cars, kissing in cafes. And they were walking down Main Street, kisses like bright flags hung on holidays. In France they kiss on Main Street, amour, mama, not cheap display. And we were rolling, rolling, rocking. Thank you.
So there you go. That's Sea Level. If you've never heard them before, that song just came on radio I was listening to, I guess. And I was like, "Who the hell? Oh, can I say that? Who is Sea Level? Who the heck is Sea Level?" Because I don't know. Just like never heard of them before. Little did I know that they had that connection. And something else interesting that I learned is that, I forget his first name. One of the members of the band is, his first initial is C, and then his name is like Lavelle. So he's like, you know, he's C Lavelle, and then that's how they came up with the name, which is kind of stupid, but it's also pretty funny. You know, it's hard trying to figure out what to call yourself as a band. I'm assuming you don't want to have a dumb name. All right. I'll stop. I actually don't even have too much time to just talk in between these songs because I got started a little bit late. So, got some Dan Reeder coming up next. I Drink Beer, which is an all-time classic. No, I know that this one is appreciated by some people who might be out there on the other end. So hopefully you guys like this one. And then after that is going to be The Stone Roses with Shoot You Down. I've been really listening to The Stone Roses self-titled album on repeat a lot, and Shoot You Down is so good. It's not, I don't think it's one of the bigger ones off that, as far as I know. Definitely not one I knew before I really went into that album like head on. But it's so good. So hopefully you guys enjoy that one as well.
The man who was usually careful met the man who just didn't care. They went to the house of the man or a mouse and met the mailman there. And the man with a plan, the man on a mission, the man who could do no wrong. They all stood around in the kitchen and sang the following song. I drink beer to improve my mind, end all war, help mankind through these dark and trying times. Hey, batter, 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 hey, batter, hey, swing, batter, swing, hey, swing away, swing for the fence, live for the day, hey, put your life in Jesus' hands. Shut your eyes just as tight as you can and swing like a man, like a man, like a man. Mm-hmm.
I drink beer for the revolution. Hey, batter, 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 hey, batter, hey. Swing, batter, swing, hey. Swing away, swing for the fence. Live for the day, hey. Put your life in Jesus' hands. Shut your eyes tight as you can and swing like a man, like a man, like a man, 'cause we are men, men we shall remain, we shall remain men until we go home. We are men, men we shall remain, we shall remain men until we go home. We'll be right back.
That is Shoot You Down from the Stone Roses. And before that, you heard I Drink Beer by Dan Reeder. Man, yeah, that song, that, honestly, so catchy. I love that little bit. You know, the bit I'm talking about, that he just says before the instruments come back in. And I'm not going to sing it for you because that's annoying. And I don't know, lots to love about that song. I feel like the guitar tone, just so warm and rich, and the drums are so punchy and everything. It's just a nice song to listen to. And then, of course, Dan Reeder. He's got a nice voice, too. Very, whatever word you want to use. You know exactly what I'm trying to say, so I don't need to say it for you. I'm going to take a quick break and play a little PSA. Yeah.
Won't you say? Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society. Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure it's out there.
Yeah, if you like music and business, join the Music Business Society. Is that what it was called? Yeah. Alrighty. Let's keep. I don't know. I'm not gonna say that I don't know how to do this without Kate. But it really does. Like, I know what I'm doing. But I kind of need Kate to, like, riff off of, because, I don't know, I feel like I'm way better when someone else is actually responding to me, instead of just responding to myself. But I'm not going to say it, because I can do it, because guess what, I have to. So, coming up next is going to be a track, the opening track to New Order's first ever album that they recorded as New Order in the aftermath of Joy Division, the opening track to their first album, which I just went back and listened to like 3 days ago. I was like, Bizarre Love Triangle came on my headphones, and I was just thinking, like, oh yeah, like I know New Order, like I know their hits, but I never really like went back into their discography. But you know, Age of Consent, so good. Blue Monday, so good. Bizarre Love Triangle, so good. I was like, let me go back and explore. So I just started from the very beginning. I went to their first album, Movement, and just took it right from the intro. And the first song, I was like, wow, this is so good. It's definitely more Joy Division-esque in the vibes, but you can tell that they were recently just moving on from that period, but still really good. So that's going to be that one, and then after is going to be a big switch up, because also recently I've been listening to a lot of Fake Mink. So I'm going to play Music and Me by Fake Mink. Fake Mink is like a British kind of, you know, rapper, and like a, you know, electronic rap kind of guy, but just super catchy stuff. So, and I've been listening to that a lot in the times that I'm not listening to other stuff. So it's going to be New Order right into Music and Me by Fake Mink.
Thank you. what, laugh about. I'ma die before I ever cry out. And I'ma get struck down if I'm a liar. Hot-headed, heat burnt, playing with fire. Would you ever trade life for desire? Would you ever trade life for desire? Would you ever?
We gonna be okay.
There's no point. There's no good, there's no bad in this dirty little joint. No dope smoking, no beer sold after 12 o'clock. Rosedale, Mississippi, Magic City juke joint. Mr. Johnson sings over in a corner by the bar. Sold his soul to the devil so he can play guitar. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey. Too cool to be forgotten. Outside, says he wants to take up serpents. Says he will drink the deadly thing and it will not hurt him. House rules, no exceptions. No bad language, no gambling, no fight. Sorry, no credit.
That was Too Cool to Be Forgotten from Lucinda Williams. Before that was Music and Me by Fake Mink And before that was Dreams Never End by New Order. So, you know, that song, Too Cool to Be Forgotten. I don't know what was I going to say about that? Oh yeah, Junebug versus Hurricane. I don't know. I have yet to look that one up. I don't know. I have yet to look what that means, but it sounds interesting. Anyone have any guesses? Junebug versus Hurricane. You know what? I could just look it up right now. I'm going to get through all these songs. We can find out together. Because, yeah. You guys can probably hear me typing. Junebug versus Hurricane. Lucinda Williams. Currently on Google. What could it mean? What could it mean? Sorry, I'm not... Oh, okay. One of the images from Bernie Iams' book, Juke Joint, shows a trio of youths with billiards cues and a cue ball against a wall with graffiti reading, True Love, Junebug versus Hurricane, Too Cool to Be Forgotten. Interesting. So it's just from a photo book. The whole song is inspired by a photo book, and particularly that photo, it seems. So I guess... more research to be done. I should have done that beforehand. I know that's what Dad's saying right now, if he's listening, because he always tells me, you guys should look stuff up before you play it, and then you'll have something to talk about. Interesting. And you know what? He's right. But that was fun. I like looking something up and immediately getting to share it on air. But, you know, whatever. All right. In the same little alt country vein, we got Uncle Tupelo with, well, I would like to pronounce this one New Madrid, but in the song he pronounces it New Madrid, and maybe that's just artistic license in the way that it went with the song, or maybe that's a place and that's actually how they say it. Who knows? And after that is going to be Run That Body Down by Paul Simon, a classic.
And although he's getting old, Mr. Browning has a prediction. Your
trucks in at dawn. Walk with me to the fountain and hold onto my arm. Come on, do what you did. Roll me under your mattress. Shake my baby and please bring her back. Went to my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. Said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Ooh, now who you fooling? I came back home and I went to bed. Rest in my head. My wife came in and she said, what's wrong, sweet boy, what's wrong? I told her what's wrong. I said, Peg, you better look around. You think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Ooh, now who you fooling? Who you fooling? Who you fooling? Run that body down. How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Who, now who you fooling? Who you fooling? Who you fooling? Who you fooling?
That was Paul Simon with Run That Body Down. Before that, you heard New Madrid by Uncle Tupelo. And I looked that one up as well while I was playing. And, you know, I didn't know this, but maybe you guys did, that it's a city in Missouri, and they do pronounce it New Madrid. In case anyone was really, really wondering. So that's why he says it. I'm going to assume that's the namesake of that song. And assume that that's why he says it that way, because it seems likely. So we're nearing the end of the hour, and I got one or two left for you. I guess I'll play this one. I wanted to end on this one, and I think it might take it to the end depends how long I talk here. Yeah. All right. So in honor of our single FM show last week, Wednesday at 2 p.m., I wanted to play FM by Steely Dan. Just for fun. I don't know. It just reminded me when we got our slot on FM for the first, I was like, oh, we got to play FM by Steely Dan. And alas, here I am back on digital. But I'm still going to play FM by Steely Dan. And that'll be the last one because, yeah, it's about 5 minutes long. So that'll take us right to the end of the show. So thanks so much for listening. If you made it all the way through, or if you're just tuning in now, which is also awesome. Next week we'll be back for the third episode of the semester, and the first with both Kate and I in the studio. So make sure to catch that. We'll come at you with a fun theme or something more fun than me trying to be funny with myself. okay. Yeah. I talked long enough. This is FM by Steely Dan. And Oh Brothers signing off after that. So there you go.
but it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. This is the hammer that killed John Henry. But it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. Ain't gonna kill me. Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. It's a long ways to East Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. That's why I'm gone. Lane side the road, lane side the road.